Some analysts believe Fairfax Media is now at risk of a private equity bid after its shares plunged to a new low. The share price tumble comes after an unsuccessful bid by the company's biggest shareholder, Gina Rinehart, to offload more of her stake. Mrs. Rinehart tried to sell about one-third of her 15% holding in Fairfax after it posted a full-year loss on Thursday of nearly $3 billion. A court in Seoul has ruled that Apple and Samsung infringed each other's patents on mobile devices. As a result, the court has ordered a partial ban on the sales of their products in South Korea. The court ruling comes as the two firms are locked in a bitter patent battle that could determine their fight for supremacy in the global smartphone market. The court found that Apple breached two of Samsung's technology patents, ordering it to pay around $33 million. It also ordered Samsung to pay around $20 million for violating one of Apple's patents. Well, Eurozone leaders met again overnight, putting further pressure on Greece to keep the promises it made to its lenders. The Greek Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, asked for more time to make painful austerity cuts. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, says she wants Greece to stay in the Eurozone, but it has to meet its reform targets.